For America's social workers, ethical dilemmas often sit at the heart of their daily jobs. Should children stay with their abusive or drug-addicted parents? Would they be better off sent to a foster home if another responsible adult relative isn't available? And if the parents need rehab or counseling to become responsible adults themselves, is there a counselor or rehab even available to help them? These are the issues that are raised in Luna Gale, a play by Rebecca Gilman, directed by Tom Ross, at Aurora Theater through October 1st. The play opens on a young couple in a hospital waiting room, Carly and Peter, both clearly high on drugs, waiting to see if their baby Luna Gale will be okay. Enter their social worker, Caroline, who tells them Luna Gale has been neglected and won't be returned to them. So Caroline takes the baby to Carly's mother, an obviously responsible adult, a nurse. But Mom is also an over-the-top evangelical Christian, counseled by her charismatic minister. She wants to save Luna Gale before the imminent rapture and the end of the world. This puts Caroline squarely in a quandary. The kids are the parents, true, but they've been irresponsible. Carly's mom, on the other hand, fulfills the responsibility aspect, but she's also a religious cultist, and she seems slightly off her rocker. And now she wants full custody. Two elements make Luna Gale work so well. The first is the writing. As the play unfolds, we learn that each character has secret reasons for each choice being made, and these reasons open up one by one, each time altering the rules of the game. Nothing is quite as it appears on the surface, and each new piece of evidence changes how the audience views the character. The second element is the acting and the direction. There's not a weak link in the cast, but the standout is a brilliant performance by Jamie Jones as the social worker Caroline, who digs deep into her character to give us a rich and nuanced performance. She is well matched by Laura Jane Bailey as Carly's mother, Joshua Marks as Cliff her supervisor, Devin S. O'Brien as the distraught father Peter, and Kevin Kemp as the oily Pastor Jay. Credit also goes to the director, Tom Ross, who uses the Aurora's intimacy to the play's advantage. Unlike some contemporary plays, Luna Gale does give us an ending. We're not stuck in the middle of a Hobson's choice. We do know what happens to Luna Gale. But while we see the end of this particular case, we, as an audience, are still faced with a difficult question. In Caroline's shoes, what would we have done? Luna Gale, by Rebecca Gilman, directed by Tom Ross, plays at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley through October 1st. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.